It's time for another edition of KUOW's This Not Just In, the occasional series where we take a moment of your day to share a moment of history, a thrilling audio voyage of forgotten events from years past, events that have defined the people and character of the Pacific Northwest. Now here's your host, Felix Bunnell.
On that Saturday afternoon, April 15th, 1865, the news reached Seattle by telegraph. President Abraham Lincoln was dead, shot by an assassin at Ford's Theater on Good Friday evening.
That government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
This is audio from an old Hollywood film with an actor portraying the president. There are, of course, no recordings of the actual Abe Lincoln. And back in 1865, Washington was a U.S. territory and not yet a state. This meant that people here weren't allowed to vote for Lincoln or any presidential candidate. And when Lincoln was elected in 1860, not everyone in the Pacific Northwest celebrated. Lincoln was a Republican, which meant that territorial governor Richard Golson and others holding federal appointments made by the previous Democratic president would lose their plum jobs when Lincoln appointed replacements.
We will not allow the extension of slavery to any state. We will not allow the secession of any state. Above all, and before all, the Union must be preserved.
And there were people in Washington Territory who, unlike Lincoln, supported expansion of slavery beyond the southern states. When the Civil War broke out not long after Lincoln's inauguration, Territorial Governor Golson resigned. The former governor headed back to Kentucky, where he owned slaves, to fight for the Confederacy.
Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation, or any nation so conceived and so dedicated, can long endure.
And Governor Golson wasn't the only Washingtonian with his heart in Dixie. Near Olympia, there was a militant group called the Knights of the Golden Circle. Throughout the Civil War, they drilled with weapons, swore an oath to kill Lincoln appointees, and fomented a Pacific Confederacy along the West Coast. But by the spring of 1865, the Civil War was over, and a political campaign was underway in Washington Territory. The one public official that men here could choose was called Territorial Delegate, a non-voting member of the U.S. House of Representatives. In Olympia, the day that Lincoln died, the Democratic Party was preparing to celebrate their nominee, James Tilton. Tilton was from back east, and one newspaper described him as a copperhead. Copperheads were Democrats opposed to the Republican Lincoln and to emancipation. They had also favored a brokered peace with the Confederacy rather than civil war. In Seattle, on that same day, a Republican rally had been scheduled to take place at the University of Washington, located then at what's now 4th and University Street downtown. Arthur Denny was one of the original Seattle settlers who landed at Alki in 1851. He was also chosen as the Republican Party nominee for territorial delegate. But the Denny rally at the university became an impromptu memorial for the dead commander-in-chief. Reverend Daniel Bagley opened the observance with a prayer. A Seattle attorney named James Kennedy addressed the crowd, which had grown to one of the largest in the young city's history. It was Easter weekend, and Kennedy equated Lincoln with Jesus.
He lived for us, he died for us, and his memory will live forever, embalmed in the hearts of all true patriots when that peace, of which we believe his death is as sure a forerunner to our land as that of our Savior was to the world, irradiates and brightens that union whose stones will be finally cemented by his blood.
Elsewhere on the West Coast, the reaction to Lincoln's death was not so somber. In fact, in some circles, people even celebrated. It got so out of hand with at least one group of soldiers that Army headquarters in San Francisco issued a special order to all troops in the western U.S.
There have been found within the department persons so utterly infamous as to exult over the assassination of the president. Such persons become virtually accessories after the fact and will at once be arrested.
But back in Washington Territory, opposition to Lincoln was now virtually silent. In public, Republicans and Democrats alike mourned the late president. In Olympia, the band that was to have played in celebration of Copperhead James Tilton switched from dance music to a dirge. But in Seattle, at the rally-turned-memorial, a man suddenly yelled out. "It's about time," he shouted, and ran from the hall. No one knew who he was, and nobody ever saw him again. A little over a month later, Arthur Denny defeated James Tilton and won the election for territorial delegate. Within a few days, Tilton went to the waterfront and boarded a steamer. He left Washington Territory and never returned. I'm Felix Bonnell for this Not Just In.